From Washington, this is VOA News. Rights advocates urge punishment after a report on CIA terror interrogations, and a judge grants prosecution an appeal in Pistorius case. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. Human rights activists are calling for the prosecution of officials involved in the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency's use of extreme interrogation methods on suspected terrorists. Ben Emmerson is the United Nations Special Envoy on Human Rights and Counterterrorism. He said the U.S. Senate report on CIA actions reinforces the need for criminal accountability. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee that released the report.
History will judge us by our commitment to a just society governed by law and the willingness to face an ugly truth and say never again.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. A South African judge has granted prosecutors an appeal of the culpable homicide verdict against athlete Oscar Pistorius, clearing them to seek a more serious murder conviction in the country's Supreme Court.
In respect of the application in terms of Section 319, I am satisfied that the points raised by the applicant in respect of Count 1
That's the judge, and she's announcing her decision today. She originally ruled in September that prosecutors gave only circumstantial evidence that Pistorius was guilty of premeditated murder when he fatally shot his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. A former top Chinese economic planning official has been convicted of bribery and sentenced to life in prison. The official Xinhua news agency said Liu Tianan was found guilty of taking $5.8 million in bribes during his time as head of the National Development and Reform Commission. VOA News. Australia has pledged $165 million to a United Nations fund that helps poorer nations combat climate change. The Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop made an announcement at the Global Climate Talks in Lima, Peru.
I have been tasked by the Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott to announce today at this meeting that Australia will pledge a contribution of $200 million over 4 years to the Green Climate Fund.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott said today that the money will be dispersed over 4 years and will come from the foreign aid budget. Russian President Vladimir Putin is visiting India for a one-day annual summit Thursday that will focus on deepening energy and trade ties. Anjana Pasricha reports.
Out of the dozen or so agreements that New Delhi and Russia are expected to sign Thursday, the most significant could be potential deals for joint exploration of oil and natural gas in Siberia. In an interview to an Indian daily, the Russian president said, "We expect to secure ourselves the role of a reliable energy supplier to Asian markets." Faced with Western-led sanctions, Russia is turning to Asia for more trade and investment. And as they prepare for the summit, both stressing their commitment to do more business and transform the relationship that has sagged in recent years. President Putin called India a reliable and time-tested partner. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says the world needs to better focus on responding to the hundreds of thousands of people making risky sea journeys in search of asylum or migration. The UNHCR chief, Antonio Guterres, is hosting a conference Wednesday and Thursday in Geneva to discuss rescues at seas and ways to encourage safer forms of migration and addressing the underlying causes of why people are fleeing their countries to begin with. Hong Kong protesters are vowing not to give up their fight for democratic reforms, even as they prepare to vacate the camps they've occupied for over 2 months. Police have given the protesters until Thursday to remove the street barricades at the territory's remaining protest sites in the Admiralty and Causeway Bay neighborhoods. Democratic and Republican leaders in the U.S. Congress have reached a deal on a $1.1 trillion spending bill that would fund the federal government through next year. The spending package was finalized late Tuesday. It comes 2 days before the government's current spending authority expires. It would fund all government agencies through September, except for the Department of Homeland Security. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
You're listening to the African music mix on the Voice of America.
Think. People speak out on important questions. The question today.
Would you welcome an unexpected visitor?
I would welcome an expected visitor according to our culture, because we expect to receive a visitor each and every minute at our home. So according to our culture, I will welcome him or her.
Yes, I would welcome them, even though there are factors that would determine if I have to welcome them just because of their approach.
I would not welcome one, simply because people have different missions which take them to other places. Actually, I learned a lesson one time back because I welcomed someone at home and the person just turned to the negative side and did something negative. So I no longer want to welcome visitors.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Araba Luce, 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 Araba Luce,
To the heartbeat of Africa, the African music mix on The Voice of America.
Bringing you near what you long to hear, the Africa Music Mix on the Voice of America.
You body in a first class, now you make a different answer.
No. pockets with bumpo. And desire twice is mutu. Rub the sample, take go, yeah. Baby, your body good to go.
Pull me to G, your body not get sanctioned.
Baby, now who da get the cotton neck? Baby, now who da get the fresh leg?
Your body na first class, now you make a different answer.
Baba, you can write for me, body, because me and you today. Another man no get right to touch me. From me head to me foot,
never
touch me.
Hold me titty, hey, your body no get sanction.
Rub me sample, take go, yeah. Baby, your body good to go.
Hold me to G, your body not get sanctioned.
Cross your mind, not you make a love you. Because you got what you call love. And me, I can't change how much is in my heart for you. To call the leg and I change to the pump body 1 million. Check all the things, wash it off me, Jacob. Where's your dung, Paisu, Jacob?
Hold me to tea, the body not get sanctioned.
The
body, the body not get sanctioned.
Ayo we ngongwe, ngipanga kebiye, ngidilango we, ngipanga. sango we lelungi kumba lelungi kumba bala kunwa beso mushima bala kunwa beso mushima gidikola mama we gidikola mama we gidikola mama we
African Music Mix, where genius meets rhythm on the Voice of America.
Thank you. A message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Spoiled or contaminated food poses a serious health hazard, particularly for children and the elderly. The World Health Organization reports that thousands of Africans die every day from food-related diseases. Experts suggest these steps to help protect you and your family. Before preparing food, it's very important to wash your hands. This can prevent most cases of food poisoning. Only cook with fresh meat and fish. To avoid the spread of harmful bacteria, never prepare raw meat or fish on the same board or surface used to prepare vegetables or grain. Make sure meat, fish, and eggs are cooked thoroughly. Store leftover foods in covered containers in a cool location out of the sun. Do not consume food that smells rotten or contains mold or other impurities.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
to the sounds of the continent where it all got started on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
VOA.
La seriki
alba wasilo homebo
ki me bido homebo no ke le kuno pacheton
alba wasilo wa ni dunu bele jiwe ayane wa mina no po bele jiwe boyele alba wasilo wa ni dunu bele jiwe ayane wa mina no po.
Agba wasilo homebo.
If you are looking for tunes, you've come to the right place. The African Music Mix on VOA.
If you're looking for tunes, you've come to the right place.
African Music Mix.
The Africa Music Mix on VOA.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today.
Would you welcome an unexpected visitor?
I would not welcome one. Simply because people have different missions which take them to other places. Actually, I learned a lesson one time back. Because I welcomed someone at home and the person just turned to the negative side and did something negative. So I no longer want to welcome visitors.
I will welcome him or her because he or she might be an important visitor, although I cannot be knowing him or her.
I think you welcome someone whom you don't know, but after when he reach your home, you find out because that is a modern world, because maybe there is a criminal person come to you.
From Washington, this is VOA News. A Palestinian official dies in clashes with Israeli forces, and a judge grants the prosecution an appeal on the Pistorius case. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. News reports say a Palestinian minister died shortly after being hit by Israeli soldiers during a protest Wednesday in the occupied West Bank. Zayed Abu Ian was in charge of dealing with the issue of Israeli settlements within the Palestinian Authority. He was rushed by ambulance to a hospital, but died en route to Ramallah. A group of Israeli soldiers fired tear gas at the protesters and began scuffling with them. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, in a statement, called Abu Ian's death a barbaric act and announced 3 days of national mourning. Meanwhile, the Israeli army is looking into the incident. A South African judge has granted prosecutors an appeal of the culpable homicide verdict against athlete Oscar Pistorius, clearing them to seek a more serious murder conviction in the country's Supreme Court.
In respect of the application in terms of Section 319, I am satisfied that the points raised by the applicant in respect of Count 1 are indeed questions of law.
In announcing her decision today, the judge originally ruled in September that prosecutors gave only circumstantial evidence that Pistorius was guilty of premeditated murder when he fatally shot his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the world needs to better focus on responding to the hundreds of thousands of people making risky sea journeys in search of asylum or migration. Those comments came from the UNHCR chief, Antonio Guterres, who is hosting a conference today and Thursday in Geneva. VOA News. Human rights activists are calling for the prosecution of officials involved in the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency's use of extreme interrogation methods on suspected terrorists. Ben Emmerson is a United Nations Special Envoy on Human Rights and Counterterrorism. He said a U.S. Senate report on the CIA's actions reinforces the need for criminal accountability. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee that released the report and called the CIA's actions a stain on American values.
History will judge us by our commitment to a just society governed by law and the willingness to face an ugly truth and say never again.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Australia has pledged $165 million to a United Nations fund that helps poor nations combat climate change. The Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop made the announcement today. Hong Kong protesters, meanwhile, are vowing not to give up their fight for democratic reforms, even as they prepare to vacate the camps they have occupied for over 2 months. Police have given the protesters until Thursday to remove the street barricades at the territory's remaining protest sites in the Admiralty and Causeway Bay neighborhoods. Thousands of police are set to move in to clear the camps following a ruling by Hong Kong's High Court that gives authorities permission to reopen traffic in the area. Many of the dozens of demonstrators who remain say they will not put up any resistance. A former top Chinese economic planning official has been convicted of bribery and sentenced to life in prison. He becomes the latest high-profile figure to be brought down by China's anti-corruption campaign. The official Xinhua news agency says Luan Tian was found guilty of taking $5.8 million in bribes during his time as the deputy head of the National Development and Reform Commission. Democratic and Republican leaders in the U.S. Congress have reached a deal on a $1.1 trillion spending bill that would fund the federal government through next year. The spending package was finalized late on Tuesday. It comes 2 days before the government's current spending authority expires. It would fund all government agencies through next September, except for the Department of Homeland Security, which is funded until February 27th. French President Francois Hollande says his country's last hostage, Serge Lazarevich, is free after being held for nearly 3 years by Al-Qaeda's North Africa branch. The 50-year-old Frenchman was kidnapped in northern Mali. He spoke Tuesday to reporters at the French embassy in Niger's capital. His release immediately raised questions about what concession the French government may have made. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Historia ya vinanga o masiye.
Salon Franck, Marc Kaboza.
Désespoir momo, vraiment absence na yoye.
Miracle,
sa e Bouboul se sa o basala ki feti me vite nga te o Mere triple na chateau rouge wapi jili wa senga e
Dikase, papa na narumi Kenya Dei iwa na ba na ba nye Ashala wabi mpei Kaji mima wa iba nye Landa, raison gando. Mena kaluji mepe tuba. Bele mbango wangu iwe tuwe na washana wabimpe. Kaji mima ngayipanye. Emilimonia, Dieu merci kanda. Jessica Tilanda. Kasi babe sangadiza de pouvoir abuzoba. Kakwene mwena moshindo. Omoni na wenda bantaba baye mimo mwa ya bile. Nova pese ma mo ki mo mo wa ya bile le marque na biso ye oye 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 cela ma tuba mona me mona me mona me mona me mona dilina Patrick Molama oh na la dire na bomona seria dona temele me na dire na bomona seria dona temele me
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today.
Would you welcome an unexpected visitor?
I would welcome an unexpected visitor into our culture because we expect to receive a visa each and every minute at our home. So according to our culture, I will welcome him or her.
Yes, I would welcome them, even though there are factors that would determine if I have to welcome them just because of their approach.
I would not welcome one, simply because people have different missions which take them to other places. Actually, I learned a lesson one time back because I welcomed someone at home and the person just turned to the negative side and did something negative. So I no longer want to welcome visitors.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Satane, suvem fa kwa mi bumi. For thought and good for your feet. The African music mix on The Voice of America.
Bolingo ya solo, esa alianza. kolela ya gigi fale lo para ako belela ya na motema ya bobotu maye na bolingo yo nzamba kapela biso ngate na entere mama tokosuka mabe mama ye
sweeter than honey and less than half the calories, the African Music Mix.
African Music Mix
on the Voice of America.
Is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Every year, the rainy season brings a sharp rise in the number of people who get malaria. It's a very serious disease that can result in death. That's why it's very important to protect yourself and your family from mosquitoes that spread malaria. Health experts suggest these things to minimize your risk. Wear clothes that cover as much of the body as possible. Stay indoors at night when mosquitoes are the most active. Use bed nets treated with insecticides and seek medical advice for any persistent fever, chills, headache, or sweats. Symptoms that could indicate you have malaria.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
And cooling down the days. The African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Jumbi kalenge, ay mama. Nani na kwa se sheke. Jumbi kalenge, ay mama. Nani na kwa le lui. Jumbi kalenge, ay mama. Nani kikila kwa se. What does Africa sound like? Find out on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
And the east to the west, the African music mix plays only the best. right here on The Voice of America.
Hey, hey, hey. Dans le studio Bernard, man. Hey. Hey. Démocratie, je le vois sur la scène, man.
Pourquoi? De toute façon, c'est une histoire de cœur, un troubillon de chaleur, dans un pays nourri de rancœur. Hey,
hey.
Come on,
big D, crazy,
stress,
the modification.
Come on, come again,
la musique, la défense, that's my connection. In action for my nation, cause I girl,
listen up.
I'm gonna go my little ticket, choose to be. I'm gonna go my day. I'm gonna go my little clocky for to
be more cafe.
I'm gonna go my little ticket, choose to be. I'm gonna go my day. I'm gonna go my little clocky for to
be more cafe.
Roger, represent, yo, Akbar nigga, ask a club, my nigga tell him how low, yeah, 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 kiss a love.
I'm gonna come on,
take down les chaînes,
I'm gonna come on,
ma musique pour moi,
I'm gonna come on,
pour moi, pour moi.
La défense, only my connection, in action for my nation. Ah, 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 ah. Hey, hey, Selecta, give me the wind boat. All my people, dream of going. Angalagama, le style qu'il faut, le flow qu'il faut. This is my situation.
Angalagama, 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 Angalagama.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today.
Would you welcome an unexpected visitor?
I would not welcome one. Simply because people have different missions which take them to other places. Actually, I learned a lesson one time back. Because I welcomed someone at home and the person just turned to the negative side and did something negative. So I no longer want to welcome visitors.
I will welcome him or her because he or she might be an important visitor, although I cannot be knowing him or her.
I think you welcomed someone whom you don't know, but after when he reach your home, you find out because that is a modern world, because maybe there is a criminal person come to you.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Dédicace au président Gracia, Taxi Gracia, Dojo Gracia avec le grand maître Chung Chang, Bunga le médecin à Kassor, établissement mini photo service avec le PDG d'Emmanuel Balekouzou, mon grand frère. Ah, Giga Service, établissement groupe Rembrenda de Sibela chez Roberto Carlos, Wangolo. Moi, tout également.
papa Narmonda, papa Nagarmondina.
Albert Boris Mbagale, monsieur le maire, Makanda Charles, Issa Grégoire, Anja Landi Roger, Azumagi, changement l'Andizaka.
Bising on anda pelele na 6 heures du matin, téléphone de Naki Toto. Papa Michel a tenu Nambi, tu m'as déçu ta zon, ton contrat est fini. Un but de confiance, détournement, trahison, qui a secret d'ilo. Bougo, Asala Simbi, un patron et gars ennemi, il regrette Yahweho. Un but de confiance, détournement, trahison, qui a secret d'ilo. Bougo, Asala Simbi, un patron et gars ennemi, Ayame de Bongo, Ezibo Dion, mes grands frères de confiance. Ah, mon ami d'enfance Adonai Robin. Je suis responsable de mes actes et je ne peux que supporter de les vivre. Mon cadet Dimbele Clayton. Elvi de Rebalou. La chance ne sourit pas mille fois dans la vie. Bising on en a pelele na 6 heures du matin. Téléphone de Raki Toto. Patron Michel a tenu Nambi, tu m'as déçu ta zone. Ton contrat est fini. Un but de confiance, détournement, trahison. Si à ce crédit, Sala Simbi, un patron et gars ennemi. Mi regrette à Réo. Ah, Dacho. Motene na maman Bernadette, le Sara Yabanda, solo Zakub, Majida Minga, Pé Pascal, Oignon, Ala Yambatiga.
Washington, this is VOA News. Malala and Satyarthi accept the Nobel Peace Prize, and a Palestinian official dies in clashes with Israeli forces. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. Pakistani education activist Malala Yousafzai and Indian child rights advocate Kailash Satyarthi are each making history today as they accept this year's Nobel Peace Prize at a ceremony in Oslo, Norway.
I call upon Malala Yousafzai to come forward to receive the gold medal and the diploma. Please come forward.
The 17-year-old Malala is the youngest Nobel laureate, while Satyarthi is the first Indian-born Peace Prize winner. The two are splitting the award's $1.1 million prize, and each will give a speech at today's ceremony. A Palestinian cabinet minister has died after clashes with Israeli troops during a protest in the West Bank. Zayed Abu Ayn died today shortly after the confrontation in the Termus Aya area. Witnesses said Israeli troops fired tear gas at protesters and beat some of them with rifle butts. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called the incident a brutal attack and called for an investigation. Meanwhile, there's been no comment from Israel. A human rights activist is calling for the prosecution of officials involved in the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency's use of extreme interrogation methods on suspected terrorists. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein says it's a stain on American values.
History will judge us by our commitment to a just society governed by law and the willingness to face an ugly truth and say never again.
You're listening to VOA News. A South African judge has granted prosecutors an appeal of the culpable homicide verdict against the athlete Oscar Pistorius, clearing them to seek a more serious murder conviction in the country's Supreme Court. The judge announced her decision today. She had originally ruled in September that prosecutors gave only circumstantial evidence that Pistorius was guilty of premeditated murder when he fatally shot his girlfriend, Reva Stenkamp, and handed down the lesser conviction of culpable homicide. Australia has pledged $165 million to a United Nations fund that helps poorer nations combat climate change. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop made the announcement at a global climate talks in Lima, Peru.
I have been tasked by the Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott to announce today at this meeting that Australia will pledge a contribution of $200 million over 4 years to the Green Climate Fund.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, said today that the money will come from the foreign aid budget. Russian President Vladimir Putin is visiting India for a one-day annual summit on Thursday that will focus on deepening energy and trade ties. Anjana Pasricha reports.
Out of the dozen or so agreements that New Delhi and Russia are expected to sign Thursday, the most significant could be potential deals for joint exploration of oil and natural gas in Siberia. In an interview to an Indian daily, the Russian president said, "We expect to secure ourselves the role of a reliable energy supplier to Asian markets." Faced with Western-led sanctions, Russia is turning to Asia for more trade and investment. And as they prepare for the summit, both stressing their commitment to do more business and transform the relationship that has sagged in recent years. President Putin called India a reliable and time-tested partner. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says the world needs to better focus on responding to the hundreds of thousands of people making risky sea journeys in search of asylum or migration. The UNHCR chief Antonio Guterres is hosting a conference today and Thursday in Geneva to discuss rescues at seas, ways to encourage safer forms of migration, and addressing the underlying causes of why people are fleeing their countries. Democratic and Republican leaders in the U.S. Congress have reached a deal on a $1.1 trillion spending deal that would fund the federal government through next year. The spending package was finalized late Tuesday. It comes just 2 days before the government's current spending authority expires. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
You're listening to the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
I don't want you.
change na bro no do you so me sa o fi ma no na me smith na no kuni mi dan bi oni mi bi mu e fi da no me tin en ka na
obi ko re sa da wa sinu e
mi de
obi ko re sa da wa sinu e
dj
obi dj sa da wa sinu e ina mi tin en ka
ko fi dj
think. People speak out on important questions. The question today:
would you welcome an unexpected visitor?
I would welcome an unexpected visitor into our culture because we expect to receive a visitor each and every minute at our home. So, according to our culture, I will welcome him or her.
Yes, I would welcome them, even though there are factors that would determine if I have to welcome them just because of their approach.
I would not welcome one, simply because people have different missions which take them to other places. Actually, I learnt a lesson one time back because I welcomed someone at home and the person just turned to the negative side and did something negative. So I no longer want to welcome visitors.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Jolie ma fille, ne me laisse pas tomber.
I'm not a liar. I'm not a liar. I'm not a liar.
In-depth news, analysis, and information, visit our website, voaafrica.com. That's voaafrica.com. We're always there for you.
Life's not fair, oh Lord, life can be so hard. Brother, sister, stay far away from trouble. Eh? Understand how it is that we make a better way. See, shine, shine on, don't you hold back. The Most High sent this message through, say, cool Joe Black. Don't crumble because of trouble, don't let it burst your bubble. There's no right, no wrong, if it don't kill you, let it make you strong, strong, yeah.
You wanna shine,
shoot him up.
You wanna shine,
shoot him up.
Travel from Cape Town to Cairo, Dakar to Djibouti, and all points in between on the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Madakani.
Ndiyo.
Watu wamemsahau hadi Mungu kwa sababu ya pesa. Tione sasa kama huko mbinguni mtaenda kutesa. Hata heshima inapungua pale watu wanapogundua kwamba wewe una hela afu madeni yanakusumbua na kucheka. Ndoa nyingi sana zimeshavunjika. Na hii inatokana na mtu pale unapofisika. Jamani hapa duniani roho peke yake ndio kitu cha thamani. Sasa makatasi tu wala msizipe nafasi. Popote unapokwenda ndio zinachukua nafasi. nafasi. Mimi naondoka zangu. Faida mmekumbuka mama nilipe deni langu.
Tastier recipe around the African music mix on VOA.
قد كل الناس ما تحبه واللي يشوف في يوم حيجيبه يا ناوي يا فرح قلبه قلبي ناوي يحب حبيبه قد كل الناس ما تحبه واللي يشوف في يوم حيجيبه يا ناوي يا فرح قلبه مين يقرب مين يجرب قلبي أولى قلبي أقرب مستعد يحب حتى قلب عايز ينسى ماضي
There is no tastier recipe around the African Music Mix on VOA.
Lesebi, Zemsele sa 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 bi. Lesebi, Zemsele sa sa. Quer saber praga que não tem a nós? Se eu ia ser feliz, meu Deus, se me voar no céu de amor. Se nos destino é a terra longe, se pra me largar em a terra. Já migra na boca ver. Quer saber pra que não tem a noja? Se eu ia ser fitido, Senhor Deus, se me voar no céu de amor. Se nos destino é pra terra longe, se pra me largar em a terra. Já migra na boca ver. Lesse vir. Laissez bien, j'aime c'est les sap, 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 salut. Laissez bien, laissez bien, j'aime c'est les sap, 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 salut. Chupa, nos morni coladera, nos batuque funaná, nos paisagem, nos cultura, nos beleza natural, e nos caverianidade, nos gruguinho e nos cachupa, nos morni coladera, nos batuque funaná. Nos paisagem, nos cultura, nos beleza natural, e nos caber de anidar. Recebi, recebi, sempre lhe sabe, 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 sabe. Recebi, recebi, sempre lhe sabe, sabe. Nós chulinha, nós goguinha. Só temos se já sabe. Nós cultura.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Being bitten by a dog is painful and can be very dangerous. It can cause infection and even rabies. Children are particularly vulnerable to dog attacks because they are short and their faces are usually close to the animals. To protect yourself and your family, avoid strange dogs and teach children to stay away from them. If a strange dog approaches you, remain calm and avoid direct eye contact, which the dog can understand as aggression. Never run from a dog. They like to chase moving objects, and most dogs can run faster than people can. If you are attacked, try to stand still with your feet together. Protect your neck and face with your arms and hands. Then call for help. And if you or someone you know has been bitten and the skin has been broken, seek medical treatment immediately.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Talking to myself, I'm laughing at my shadow. They say I need to seek professional help before I jump through the window. Pour the car for my dog, made my kids sleep in a cage. I hear the world in the name of God, so I can claim I am the only sage. I wish I knew how wrong I had been. I wish I could change my past into a faded dream. God. Still I could sleep in a lion's den. I used heavy rocks to build a boat, something I had done since I was 10. Yeah. I wish I knew how wrong I had been. I wish I could change my past into a faded dream. Dark. Still I can't face the light. I should have known from the start, this pill wasn't right. This pill wasn't right for me. I wish I knew how wrong I had been. I wish I could change my past into a faded dream. Still I could sleep in a lion's den. I used heavy rocks to build a boat, something I hadn't done since I was 10. Yeah. I wish I knew how wrong I had been. I wish I could change my past into a faded dream.
Do you want to hear? Chances are you will on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Africa, 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 my fatherland.
Africa, na yo,
Africa, now my own motherland. Africa, now my great fatherland. Yes. Africa, now my own motherland. No. Africa, now my great fatherland. Yes. So we must rise up and pray for Africa, cause Africa is a land of expropriation. So I stand and salute to this nation. Well, Africa just do the obligation. Say, oh my God. Sing along. When shall I see my home? When shall I see my dirty color? I will never forget Niger. Hey, Africa, come on, where we sing Africa, oh, Africa, now my fatherland.
Africa, now your motherland.
Africa, yeah, yeah, Africa, oh, Africa.
Africa, now you're on the
way.
Sister, no hurry. Everything they want so nice and steady. I see no worry. Brother, no hurry. Everything they want so nice and steady. Brother, we they worry because they be slow. And when they tell me, say, now be so. They used to run just to become evil.
African black is like a shadow.
The day that comes, see African black is. Africa culture, yes, we love the country. Beauty and fine and very funny. African girl, whatever band me. We sing along
Africa. Who knows where we sing Africa? Africa, now my fatherland.
Africa, now your motherland.
Africa, yeah, yeah. Africa, Africa, now my fatherland.
Africa, now your motherland.
Sweet and sexy, your body get pretty out of many continents. It's up the list in love, women and women and children. Can you see what they are? Hey, applying one love for stability to rest of the world. And I can't even see yes, I'll be number one. Take this up, I'm a pretty little boy. China, I'm in love, what they done is be rich. Put the rest of the world, Africa, take a little confidence. This must have been the only land, China, so we say, oh no.
Africa, Africa, now my fatherland.
Africa, now your motherland.
Africa, yeah, yeah. Africa, Africa, now my fatherland.
Africa, now your motherland.
You know the girl I'm in the Terra. You know the girl I'm in the Terra. You know the girl I'm in the Terra. Africa, now my own motherland. Africa, now my great fatherland, yes. Africa, now my own motherland, no. Africa, now my great fatherland, yes. So we must rise up and pray for Africa, cause Africa is a land of expropriation. So I stand and salute to this nation. Well, Africa just do the obligation. Say, oh my God. Sing along. When shall I see my home? When shall I see my dirty color? I will never forget Niger. Hey, Africa,
who knows where we sing?
Africa, Africa, now my fatherland.
Africa, now your motherland.
Africa, yeah, yeah. Africa, Africa, now my fatherland.
Africa, now your motherland.
Africa,
who knows where we sing?
Africa, Africa, now my fatherland.
Africa, now your motherland.
Africa, yeah, yeah. Africa, Africa.
There is always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix.
African Music Mix.
And now another song.
cane che ero te io calcalba e la tocco da Dio tu ya va cagoi guapa dare si nordi guai cane che ero te io calcalba e la tocco da Dio tu ya va cagoi guapa dare si nordi. Tulmiga ashaka keda Irada de basi Tulmiga ashaka keda Torashada ashaka keda
Let your fingers do the working and your emails does the talking. Send us an email from wherever you are to just where we are in our studios in Washington, D.C. Email us at africanmusicmix@voanews.com. africanmusicmix is one word at voanews.com. We can't wait to hear from you at the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Ayuda con la
And now another song reflecting the views of the African music mix on the Voice of America.
Speak out on important questions. The question today:
would you welcome an unexpected visitor?
I would not welcome one, simply because people have different missions which take them to other places. Actually, I learned a lesson one time back because I welcomed someone at home and the person just turned to the negative side and did something negative. So I no longer want to welcome visitors.
I will welcome him or her because he or she might be an important visitor, although I cannot be knowing him or her.
I think you welcomed someone whom you don't know, but after when he reach your home, you find out because that is a modern world, because maybe there is a criminal person come to you.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Marco Charay.